It's Thursday, December 7, 2023. This is Small Town Theologian, a show bringing you comforting and practical truths from Scripture and confessional Reformed theology from my walk-in closet in Manheim, PA. I'm Jonathan Shirk, and I've found the Reformed confessions to be deeply helpful and comforting, and I hope you come to love them as well. Please consider giving the show a 5-star rating and sharing it with a friend. The countdown to Christmas has begun. Here's a stocking stuffer idea. For just $4.49, you can grab a Heidelberg Catechism and stuff it in Grandpa's stocking or Uncle Ted's or your teenage daughter's. Give the gift of rich devotional content. Hot coffee prices at Starbucks average $4.98. The Catechism is less and will last for years. Around Christmas, organizations often ask for money. I offer this podcast for free, but I will ask you to support Small Town Theologian by picking up a copy of my book, Predestined for Joy. This volume helps connect the mysterious doctrine of predestination to joy in Christ. Purchase a paperback for $9.99 on Amazon, or pay 1 cent more than the average hot coffee price at Starbucks for the Kindle version. The link is in the show notes. Without further ado, sometimes marriage can seem overwhelming and complicated. We may ask ourselves sometimes, why isn't my marriage working better? It's kind of like running. Some days you cruise along feeling energetic and invigorated. Other days your feet feel heavy and you feel drained. What makes a difference? Well, maybe you're dehydrated, or you've been eating junk, or maybe you're just off. Marriage can be like that. However, there are some tweaks you can make to improve your marriage. I love to run, and if I do 3 simple things, I struggle with all of them, I will feel much better when I run. 1, I need to sleep. 8 hours for me makes a big difference. 2, I need to eat right. Eating healthy food gives me more energy. 3, I need to drink water. I'm frequently dehydrated when I run, and it decreases my stamina. I know these 3 disciplines will help me. The challenge is doing them. I want to give you 3 simple things you can do to improve your marriage. You probably know you should do them, but maybe it's time you got more serious about these 3 things. I promise you, if you devote yourself to them, your marriage will improve. By improve, I mean your approach to your spouse will change. You will be more loving, patient, kind, and selfless toward your spouse when you do these 3 simple things. Before I give you the 3 things, I want to give you the gospel, because the gospel must be the foundation of your life and approach toward your spouse. Each of the 3 things depends on God's grace and Spirit at work in your life. They overflow from faith. Without the gospel, to be candid, you won't have the energy to make improvement in these 3 things. However, the more you depend on Christ, the more strength and joy you will have in doing what God calls you to do as a spouse. Here's the gospel. Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. This means, as Heidelberg 31 explains, that he was ordained by God the Father and anointed with God the Holy Spirit to serve you. As the Christ, Jesus serves you as your prophet to instruct you in the things of the Lord. Through his word, mainly and most importantly, through the preaching of your local church, Jesus tutors you on truth, the law, redemption, and what God desires for your life. As the Christ, Jesus serves you as your priest. He has offered himself for you on the cross to assuage God's judgment and reconcile you to God. He also daily intercedes for you. As the Christ, Jesus serves you as your valiant king. He governs you by his inspired and authoritative word and Holy Spirit, and defends you against your enemies, the flesh, the devil, and the world, and he powerfully preserves you in the redemption he achieved for you. This gospel is the basis for your strength, endurance, and joy in marriage. So the 3 things I'm about to mention are entirely dependent on this gospel. Okay, what 3 things can you do by God's grace and Spirit that will improve your marriage? They are found in Heidelberg 32. Here's what 32 says. Why are you called a Christian? Answer, because I am a member of Christ by faith and thus share in his anointing, so that I may as prophet confess his name, as priest present myself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to him, and as king fight with a free and good conscience against sin and the devil in this life, and hereafter reign with him eternally over all creatures. This is a very important question and answer. A Christian is not a person who lives in the United States or a person who agrees that Jesus existed or even necessarily a follower of Jesus because some Muslims say they follow Jesus. Being a Christian begins with the gospel. Christians are those whom God graciously and sovereignly unites to His Son through faith. Christians are members of Christ and one another. They belong to Christ because Christ has taken them to be His own. Additionally, Christians are anointed with the Holy Spirit just like Jesus. They share in this anointing, and the Holy Spirit leads them to trust and obey Jesus and love and serve each other. This idea of the Spirit indwelling Christians is found in John 14, verse 17, Romans 8, verses 9 and 11, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, and 2 Timothy 1, verse 14. The Father and the Son sent the Spirit to live in Christians to daily grant them grace and power to do what God calls them to do in life and marriage, and His fruit is evident in their lives. Again, being a Christian and doing the three things depends on God's grace and Spirit at work in you. Apart from Christ, you cannot do these three things. You must be united to Christ. Here are the three things. Number one, you should confess the name of Jesus Christ in your marriage. As Zacharias Yersinus explains, we must rightly know God and His will as revealed in Scripture. Good theology helps you be a good spouse. Good theology is sought and developed in a good local church. And when you rightly know God and His will, you rightly confess Jesus Christ in your marriage so that He is celebrated. Number two, you should present yourself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to God in your marriage. This is Romans 12, verse 1, lived out in your marriage. Your daily act of worship is to die to self and to live to Christ. Every day, you must put sin to death in your heart and life and put on Christ and godliness. How you treat your spouse ought to be a self-sacrificing expression of love, joy, and thankfulness to God. Does the way you treat your spouse communicate the truth, love, and joy of God to your spouse? This includes praying for and hopefully with your spouse. It will improve your marriage if you determinately seek to obey the Ten Commandments in your marriage for the blessing of your spouse. Even how you endure suffering for Christ is involved. Number three, you should fight against sin and the devil. Yersinus said, quote, "The kingly office of Christians is one, to oppose and overcome through faith the devil, the world, and all enemies, and two, obtain at length through the same faith eternal life and glory," end quote. Paul talked about fighting the good fight of faith. We must oppose all that is evil in our marriages. We must fight against evil, worldliness, ungodliness, and anything that undermines God's law and gospel and threatens our marriage and spouse. Hopefully, you are fighting with your spouse and not against your spouse. As the name suggests, Christians are to imitate Jesus Christ in part as prophets, priests, and kings. I think many marriages would be better if husbands and wives better understood who Christians truly are and how Christians truly live. Orient your understanding of who you are as a Christian around the function of prophet, priest, and king, and you'll be better equipped to love and serve your spouse. And that, my friends, will improve your marriage, or we could say improve your mindset and approach toward your marriage. Again, Christmas is almost here, and I want to remind you that you can pick up two excellent books, one for $4.49, the other for $9.99. You just have to go to Amazon. You just have to look up Heidelberg Catechism, look for Jonathan Shirk, even look for Predestined for Joy. Hey, give gifts, be lavish, buy 40 and give them away. Thanks for your support. Merry Christmas.